Take your Bibles and turn to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 16. That's the last chapter. 1 Corinthians chapter 16. Beginning at verse 9 and reading through the rest of the chapter. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 9 through verse 24. For a great door and effectual is open unto me, and there are many adversaries. Now, if Timotheus come, that's Timothy, see that he may be with you without fear, for he worketh the work of the Lord as I also do. Let no man therefore despise him, but conduct him forth in peace, that he may come unto me, for I look for him with the brethren. As touching our brother Apollos, that wasn't a space cap too loud. This is a fellow many years ago. I greatly desired him to come unto you with the brethren, but his will was not at all to come at this time, but he will come when he shall have convenient time. Watch ye, stand fast in the faith, quit you like men. Now that word quit in those days doesn't mean what we think quit. That means act like a man. Quit you like men, be strong, let all your things be done with charity or love. I beseech you, brethren, you know the house of Stephanus, and it is the first fruits of Achaia, and that they have addicted themselves to the ministry of the saints. That ye submit yourselves unto such, and to everyone that helpeth with us and laboreth. For I am glad of the coming of Stephanus and Fortunatus and Achaeus, for that which was lacking on your part they have supplied. For they have refreshed my spirit and yours, therefore acknowledge ye them that are such. The churches of Asia salute you, Aquila and Priscilla salute you much in the Lord, with the church that is in their house. All the brethren greet you, greet ye one another with a holy kiss. The salutation of me, Paul, with my own hand. If any man love not the Lord Jesus Christ, let him be anathema, maranatha. That means let him be accursed, our Lord cometh. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. My love be with you all in Christ Jesus. I'd like tonight to speak on the subject, church addicts. A-D-D-I-C-S. You know, we hear about drug addiction. Well, and verse 15 says they have addicted themselves to the ministry of the saints. Ushers, if you report to Brother Dan at this time, please. Brother Dan, ushers, if you'll do so. And I want all the staff to come to the platform. Please, all the paid staff, if they'll come take their place on the platform, come now, please. Come quickly. Right, ushers, if you pass out the bulletins, please, to the adults and young people. Okay. Give me about a dozen up here. Just go right ahead and pass them, please. No. Yeah, you pass them. If you just hold the bulletin instead of looking inside, just don't you wait till after a while. Now, I know your curiosity will kill you. You want to read, but if you just save it for after a while. There's no free tickets in there. I said, Donna Hamilton won that car. I won $500 last week at bingo. No, I didn't. No, I didn't either. I can't ever understand why they crack down on these fellows for playing Pinochle in Tampa, and they let the bingo crowd right there here on the corner, you know, that same gambling right down on the corner here. That's sanctified gambling down there, bingo. Okay. That's holy glamour. Okay, that's... You heard about the guy talking about he knew the Lord's Prayer and doesn't said, I don't believe you do. He said, I do. He said, all right, recite it. He said, 6 under B, 5 under I, 4 under N, and 2 under G, and 7 under O. He said, you do know it, don't you? All right. All right. Many folks have been recognized. I've tried to recognize groups and individuals or deacons, finance men, ushers, and musicians. I never have recognized a group on the platform tonight. I appreciate the many kind remarks and the gifts last Sunday night. Our 19 years here, and mine of these have flown rapidly by, the greatest years of my life, and I appreciate that. But I like to share this honor with the folks on the platform this evening, and they've probably been closer to me than others, and I'd like to publicly recognize them this evening. This will be a long service, and let's look at the passage of Scripture in 1 Corinthians chapter 16, and we'll move right along. Look at their ministry here in 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 15. I beseech you, brethren, and if you'll just keep your Bible open, I have a few comments to make out of this chapter. I beseech you, brethren, you know the house of Stephanas, that it is the first fruits of Achaia, and that they have addicted themselves to the ministry of the saints. Now, call to the ministry is a ministry. That means service. It's not a place of authority. There is authority that goes with the call to the ministry. Authority in the Word of God. But this is a service, a ministry. Same word that's used in reference to being a deacon. The word deacon means servant. And he said they have voluntarily set themselves, and the word addicted means set themselves to the matter of being a help to me and to you. Now, that's a ministry. Hold your Bible in hand there and turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And there are not many folks, they talk about various gifts, but I never heard anybody jump up and say, hallelujah, the Holy Spirit has given me this gift. And yet it's put in the very midst of all the spectacular. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 28. And God has set some in the church, first apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers, after that, miracles and gifts of healings, helps. Now that's a gift. Helps. Have you ever felt like hollering, help? Okay, have you? Okay, two or three of you have. The rest of you can handle it by yourself. I've hollered, help! Calf rope! Okay? Governments, diversities of tongues, right in the middle of that. Now what? That's the Holy Spirit. God has set some in the church. Now here is their ministry. They've addicted themselves. Now when I think about being on the staff of a church, that's not the easiest place in all the world to work. Now contrary to what you think, and there are some who think that, boy, I go to work on the church staff and staff, it's going to be like camping in the mountain. I have news for you. You're going to have more problems than you had before you started to work. You see, if God can mess up a staff. I mean, the devil can disrupt the staff. He disrupts the church. And there's a sense, all of us, the devil's after us, but there's a special sense that when you take on a responsibility of a church staff, the devil will be after you like he's not after other folks. Now, if you don't recognize that, you just get a job at the staff and see what happens in your life. And you'll find out you'll be under fire, under pressure, that you never dreamed possible. And so, here's a ministry. Now, tonight, these folks are an extension of my ministry. I used to be the youth director. I pastored churches, and I was a music director. I was a pastor. I was a Sunday school superintendent. I was a chairman of the deacons, and I was a deacon. I mean, the servant. I mean, there wasn't any deacons. I was a chairman, and I was a deacon also. I was a bus director, and I drove the bus also. And I was a bus captain also, had a bus, and I drove it, and I was a captain, I picked them up, and I took them home. I was a custodian, I built the fires, you know, and I took care of all of that. And I was a secretary, I ran the bulletins on Saturday night, and I got ink from my here to the back of my head. Now, I wish I'd have known better. I would have told them long ago, if I had it all do over again, I said, if you want a bulletin, you run it yourself. Now, that's my conclusion after many years of prayer. That's the conclusion I've come by the matter of a church bulletin. If you want one, you'll have to run it yourself. I don't know how many pounds of ink that I've wasted and how many reams of paper that I've run through. See, I never had any instruction in running a mimeograph machine. Nobody ever taught me. I just inherited it when I took a particular church and I tried to learn, and the instructions were gone. It was an old machine. It worked sometimes. Sometimes it didn't work. And I'll tell you, it was a messy job. So I've been the secretary, I've been every position, I've been the finance man, I've been everything that's up here on the platform. Now, that's impossible for me now. That's impossible for me, and so for me now. And so consequently, then here's an extension of my ministry. Now, when they represent me, let me say this, they cannot properly 100% represent me. Sometimes they represent me in a way that if I had known how they were doing, I wouldn't have done it that way, and you wouldn't have done it that way. But what happens, the longer they're with me, the more they know how I would do it and how I wouldn't do it. And they said, I won't do that again. And when they represent me in a way that I wouldn't do it, then I privately tell them, now that's not the way I do it. But they represent me, and so consequently I trust them. Now, here they are. And they are an extension of my ministry. When you're in a hospital and some of these come into your hospital room, they've come from the pastor. When you're shut in and they come to visit you, they've come from the pastor. And when you get a call or you call and inquire about finances and what, then here is an answer from somebody who represents me in the finances, and I don't know anything about it, don't want to know anything about it, I mean that's his, but he represents a pastor. When you call the church office and you talk to the secretaries, what are they doing? That's an extension of my ministry, they represented me. Now everybody on the platform here is a paid staff member, with the exception of Brother Newton. He refused any remuneration for his ministry, and consequently, I'm not going to say anything about him tonight. It's his fault. If he took some salary, then I'd have had something to say about him. And I'm not going to say anything to him tonight because of the fact that he's doing it for nothing. So they represent me. It's impossible. I repeat again, it's impossible for them to be an exact representation of me. And that's a blessing. Well, I'll give you time. I open the door. I open the door and you sit there and you miss it. Well, I won't give you another chance on that. Alright. Now, and so they've addicted themselves to the work of the ministry. They've surrendered their lives now to serve you and to serve me. That's their ministry. Now, I want to assure you, it's not as easy working for me as you think it is. Now, I know you think it'd never be a problem if you worked for me, but it's not as easy as you think it is. It's not that easy. Now, here's their ministry. Now, look at verse 18. Paul talks about the house of Stephanus. Verse 17, he said he came to see me with somebody else. In verse 18, for they have refreshed me, my spirit, and yours, therefore acknowledge ye them that are such. Now, on this platform, without exception, these folks have been a blessing and a help to me. And not only a help to me, but they've been a help to you. I mean, many folks here sitting tonight who received help and refreshing and blessing from these who sit on this platform. They're here. Paul said, I want to say thank you to those. They've refreshed my spirit. They've lifted my load. And this platform, this staff, has also done likewise to you. They've been a refreshing to you. And you can name blessings they've been to you. All right, number three, they got problems. Now, on the staff, they have problems. They got problems, same problems you have.
They have the same problems you have. I talked to several people before the service tonight, and you wouldn't know who I was talking about because I've talked to several people before the service tonight. And I spoke to one, and I said, you've got a problem? Well, while you're fighting one problem, I have a problem, and I named everybody standing around me. I say, everybody has a problem, and they're fighting battles, and everybody in this church tonight, you've got problems of some sort, and there's a war in some area of your life that you're fighting. Now, these folks, because they work on a church staff, does not mean they don't have any problems. It does not mean they have all the answers. It does not mean they have all the answers. I don't have all the answers. Now, if you'd have come back several years ago, I had all the answers. I had them, but I lost them. Now, the problem of you, they have problems. All right, here's a problem of most of us up here. We're young. That's right. I mean, we're just getting started. We're kids. Look at verse across the page, verse 10. Now, if Timotheus come, see that he may be with you without fear, for he worketh the work of the Lord as I also do. Let no man therefore despise him, but conduct him forth in peace that he may come unto me, for I look for him with the brethren. Sometimes we try to make young folks have all of the experience and the wisdom that somebody who's been in the ministry a long time ago. Now, I assure you, when I started out, folks stood with me because I preached the word, but oh my, when I was young, you might not have heaped as many flowers on me. And I had to get experience and I know that TV ad say, how in the world do you get experience? Well, you join the army and they give you experience. I don't think that's a good way to go. But how do you get experience? How do young people get experience? Well, somebody has to give them an opportunity. Some church had to give me an opportunity, and that was the first and only Baptist church in Micanopy, Florida. I'm pastored. First time I ever pastored the first Baptist church. Micanopy. I mean, that's a big place. You kill yourself if you go through Micanopy. I mean, like you used to. There's a curve there, and I'll guarantee you, you had to slow down or you had oak tree blues. Micanopy. All right. My. I set that community on its head. There never been a preacher that they talked about like this preacher. And, man, we had some time. Now, and then another church has to watch a young man grow. You see, these people, these fellows on the platform now, are just about the age that I was getting started, with the exception of Rick now. He's a little under where I was. And I was pastor of church. Now, they have problem. We have problem up here of youth. I mean, basically, except Brother Newton. But he's been around a whole lot longer, and he's not paid anyhow, and that shows that he's older. He's on retirement. But Paul wrote, and he said, now, Timothy, he serves God just like I do. Don't despise him. In Micanopy, while I was pastor, I was out knocking on doors, and I walked around this guy, and he said, well, when you're 40 years old, come back and talk to me. Well, I was always have been tactful. I said, you wouldn't have come hear Jesus preach, would you? And he wouldn't. You see? But Paul has no jealousy. He has no animosity. He's not envious of young Timothy. He's his son in the faith. He said, I want you to know now he's young, and you receive him like you received me, for he does the work of the Lord as I also do, but I'll assure you, Timothy will think differently than a man Paul's age, and these young men will think differently than the pastor of this church, but they'll not think disloyally. And so they're on the platform, they have problems. All the prep room have problems. That's the reason they came to church staff. They thought they'd spend all the time, you know, getting the problems solved. No, that's not the reason. But they have problems. They have temptation that everybody else have. They don't have all the answers, and they make mistakes. They make mistakes. First mistake, they came to work for me. They make mistakes. And they don't always do what I would have done, and they don't always do what you would have done, and I don't always do what you do, and nobody does what somebody else would have done. Nobody else can be somebody else. I mean, you have to do what you are. And so they got problems. And the problems of youth, thank God, for youth. I remember getting started. And I remember those days, and I remember the saints who stuck with me, and they didn't stick with me, I'm sure, because they liked everything that I did, but they stuck with me because they loved the Lord and recognized that God had called me to preach, and I preached the word without fear or favor. But I'll assure you that I called from the pulpit. I said, "Miss So-and-so, you're out of order." That set real well. I mean, I don't mean I just saved your eye. I said, "Miss So-and-so, you're out of order." And I'll tell you, we had some times. And I'm just simply saying tonight that staff, all staffs, have problems because they're people. Now, consider verse 16 and verse 18. Here Paul says concerning this, they've addicted themselves to the ministry, that you submit yourselves unto such. Verse 18, they refreshed in my spirit and yours, therefore acknowledge them that are such. Now here's what. Submit. That doesn't mean place of authority, but it means heartily cooperate with them. When you cooperate with them, you're making it easier on me. You understand that? When you cooperate with them, you're taking a load off me. When you don't cooperate with me, then the load comes back on me. Now that's just that simple. They're here, just like the deacons are, to take a load off me. Now, and your cooperation with them is a great assistance to me, and being loyal to them does not mean you're disloyal to me. Now, if they were disloyal to me, if you were loyal to them, then being loyal to them would be a disloyalty to me. But since these folks are not disloyal to me, then being loyal to them is not being disloyal to me. You can be loyal to them, I won't be jealous. You can help them, and I won't be jealous. You can bring them a lemon pie, and I won't be jealous as long as you bring me one. Here he says what? He said, submit yourself, heartily cooperate with them. And then what? He says, acknowledge them. That means respect them, to pray for them, to thank the Lord for them, be loyal, and let them know that you appreciate them. Now, here's the staff tonight. Now, here's a special bulletin I've prepared. Let's open it now, all right? And I'm not going to read the bulletin. You can do that yourself. But I want to go through. Here's the staff, and there's somebody representing the staff at this church 7 days a week. 7 days a week. Now, Brother McCullum, he's been here 4 years. He's been a great blessing and help and assistant to me. I've never had anybody as assistant that so watched after the pastor and tried to take a load, I mean, in so many ways, as Brother McCullum has done. Now, I appreciate him. He's been here 4 years this year. And all the various things that he does, and he's constantly asking me, "Preacher, can I do anything for you? Can I do anything for you? Can I do anything for you?" And I appreciate Brother McCullum. Brother Setzer has been here for 2 years, and I appreciate Brother Setzer. Brother Russell Anderson called me on the phone and recommended this young man. And I have not been sorry that I listened to a recommendation, and anybody comes, you have to accept somebody's recommendation. And sometimes a recommendation, the folks mean well, but they don't fit in the place. And we've had some folks recommend that didn't fit. And I appreciate Brother Setzer. Appreciate his desire to please the Lord. And he's been here 2 years, and he's our youth director. I thank the Lord for that. Brother Jenkins, Ellis Jenkins, is bus director and printer. He's been here 10 years now, but I appreciate the 10 years that he's been here, and all these, all on this platform. Where's Frank? Excuse me, Frank. I said, hey, I missed Frank. I'll get to you in just a moment. But I missed you, but I didn't get you in my focus some way or another. You're sitting sideways, I guess. But all these folks are expected in emergencies to work on days off. All right. Mike Odom, financial director. He's been here with us 3 years. And what a load that's taken off of me handling the finances and all the questions about finances. And just to say, call Mike, don't talk to me, talk to Mike, talk to Mike, talk to Mike. I praise the Lord for that. And I appreciate Brother Mike. Jim Jenkins. Now, I have preachers who come by in meetings and said, my, your buildings are clean. I give you an opportunity to be honest. Your buildings are clean. All right, and if they're dirty, somebody else came behind. But Jim keeps the buildings clean. And I appreciate Jim 10 years being with us and all that he's done. And he operates on skates. And he skates around in a hurry. I have only one problem with him. He's getting fat. And I don't know how in the world I'm going to handle this overweight business. But I think Doris is going to send him to the body shop, you know. And so we'll tell him to work on that while at the body shop. I appreciate Jim. I appreciate the fact that he can hand him the keys and trust the properties and stuff with him. And I appreciate that. Frank Montgomery, been here 3 years. And our buses are on the road. And I thank the Lord for bringing Frank our way. He's a good mechanic. And our buses and our ministry there run because of Brother Frank. Brother Roy Goheen. Now, he tonight is not here. His grandson is speaking in a neighboring church, and I would urge him to go. Right? He's speaking at a neighboring church, and if my grandson ever speaks, if he gets here. of course, Pete says it's a boy, so I guess it's all right. He's a prophet, too. So my grandson speaks at a neighboring church. I'm sorry I won't be here on Sunday night. Well, we'll have to wait and see about that. But Brother Goheen, maintenance. And now we're talking about staff. We're not talking about others who do maintenance work and so forth. We're just talking about these tonight. Brother Roy can do most anything that needs to be done around church. I'll tell you what that man cannot improvise and do, and he's been here connected with church staff some 14 years. This church started on his front porch across the street. And Brother Roy Goheen, what an asset, and I appreciate him in the maintenance. Now, the ladies, you have Judy Jenkins, reception, a secretary, Loma Hedgecock, secretary, and Linda Bragg, secretary. Now, membership of 2,100, you have a lot of work to do. And when you think that all that they do is just pick up the phone and answer the phone or type a little bit, then you're badly mistaken. There's nobody on this platform that ever gets through. Never. Never finish. Nobody on this platform. And never a day when you're through, you just work the full day and quit and pick up the next day. And all the responsibilities, I'll not take time to read the various responsibilities of the ladies, but you read Aloma works in the morning and prepares the bulletin and many other things. She just works half a day. And Judy and Linda being with us the shortest length of time. And Judy's been with us, let's see, how 5 years. Linda's been with us how many months, Linda? Since January. And when did you come? Came in last October. And we appreciate these ladies. Now, they work for 6 men. They work for the rest, all of the typing and all of the various detail. And many hours they spend helping us and helping you. Many ladies confide in these ladies with problems. And these ladies do counseling and help the ladies, and we appreciate that. And so here you have the various ministries of each of the folks, and I'll not read all the things about the secretaries. They're on there. I named them, and I appreciate the ministry to my heart and your heart. Now, I'd like for you, I'm not going to stand them down here, and let you come by? No. You go by and tell them because you want to, and tell them what you want to, and how you want to. That's an individual matter. And so I wanted tonight to share the successes with the staff. Now, I urge you to please pray for them. Now, you may not understand that how in the world that working on the church staff would bring problems that they would not have if they were not working on the church staff, but if you were working on the church staff, you'd find out what I'm talking about. And they need your prayers. You have battles. Everybody has battles. It's rough out in the world. It's wicked out there. And the devil's out there, but the devil also does his best to wreck staffs in churches. And no church is exempt from the attacks and onslaughts of Satan. And I'd like to urge you to please pray for this preacher and this staff. And sometime, maybe tonight or during the week, I'd like for you to tell them how much they've been a help to you. Now, if I lost them, if I didn't have them, this church would be at a great loss. I absolutely could not carry on the weight and the responsibilities, all of the jobs that these folks have taken off my shoulders. And I think it's nothing but right and fair that I publicly say thank you, and I respect them, and you pray